U, of Chicago student newspaper removes and apologizes for op-ed condemning anti-Semitism. By Alana Mastrangelo on April 6, 2022. A University of Chicago student newspaper removed an op-ed condemning anti-Semitism by the school's Students for Justice in Palestine, SJP, chapter. The op-ed's removal was followed up with an apology letter by the editors of the newspaper's Viewpoints Opinion section. Despite censoring an op-ed against anti-Semitism on campus, the paper's opinion editors maintain that it is a space that intends to facilitate free speech on campus. A Chicago student newspaper, the Chicago Maroon, removed an op-ed titled, "We Must Condemn the SJP's Online Anti-Semitism," which called out the University of Chicago's SJP chapter allegedly calling on students to boycott Jewish Tauting-related classes. Students for Justice in Palestine, SJP, Chicago released a post on Instagram telling students to stop taking SHD Zionist classes, the authors of the student op-ed wrote. SJP has a continued pattern of anti-Semitism that must be condemned by students and the university alike. SJP sought to intimidate Chicago students and coerce them into dropping all classes related to Israel or taught by an Israeli professor, deeming them Zionist classes, the students added. The opinion piece was later removed by the Chicago Maroon and followed up with an apology letter from Viewpoints editors Gage Gramlich and Yuen Liu, who also fact-checked the op-ed, claiming its authors used factual inaccuracies that supported what they called Zionist and racist sentiments. As Viewpoints editors and members of the Chicago community, we stand against hate and strive to create a productive platform for opinions, the editors wrote, adding that on February 17, 2022, we failed in this mission when they allowed the op-ed condemning anti-Semitism to be published. We made the choice to publish an op-ed that contained factual inaccuracies, the editors argued, adding that they removed the opinion piece in order to prevent further harm. Ironically, Gramlich and Liu went on to insist that Viewpoints is a space that intends to facilitate free speech on campus. We are committed to free speech, the editors wrote. We want Viewpoints to be a space in which students and community members can express their opinions freely, without creating an environment in which other students are no longer safe to share their opinions and realities. But in order to facilitate free speech, the editors claim they must ensure that our writers' words are grounded in facts, because words can perpetuate imbalances of power and threaten the safety of members of our community, they added. The editors also acknowledge that removing the op-ed from the website may affect Jewish students on campus and could be seen as stifling Jewish voices. That would go against our values of inclusion and free speech and contribute to the anti-Semitism that is already all too present in the lives of our Jewish peers, Gramlich and Liu added. Therefore, in an apparent move to justify banning the op-ed condemning anti-Semitism, the Viewpoints editors went on to reiterate that they can only publish opinion pieces founded on facts. Gramlich and Liu then provided a list of their fact checks, one of which called out the authors of the op-ed for saying that SPJ called on Chicago students to boycott Jewish Tauten-related classes. In their fact check, the editors pointed out that SPJ was specifically attacking classes taught by Israeli fellows, not Jewish people. Fact checking. SJP Chicago's boycott addressed classes on Israel or those taught by Israeli fellows. Israeli and Jewish are not synonymous. Another fact check brought up how the authors of the op-ed wrote. SJP sought to intimidate Chicago students and coerce them into dropping all classes related to Israel or taught by an Israeli professor. In their fact check, Gramlich and Liu said SJP Chicago specified boycotting Israeli fellows, not an Israeli professor. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.